Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus the Christ is alive. The Holy Spirit is available to every person. Amen. Lord, we give you this time. We believe that you will reveal yourself to us today and reveal your glory. Amen. And I believe with those listening for that. We continue to pray for Israel. There's a lot of violence, and it looks like even almost a war there. We pray for the peace of Israel and of Jerusalem. We pray for those affected by this. Be with those in that country and continue to send out laborers to in the harvest in Israel and the Middle East. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. Man was born to fellowship with God, with Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit. Amen. The chief end of man is to know God. And this fellowship, what is he like? He's the most wonderful, most beautiful person in the universe. And he is everything. Man was created to know him and to fellowship with him. For any person in the world, the answer for the unsaved is Jesus Christ. Amen. Then for believers, the answer to everything that a believer wants, needs, desires, longs for, hopes for, and wants to accomplish in ministry is Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. That's that. The anointing solves everything, and the anointing is the literal presence of God, the tangible presence of Jesus Christ. Amen. I do want to give a shout out to our listeners in recent weeks and months. Our primary listeners are in the U.S., the U.K., Canada, South Africa, Russia, the Philippines, Egypt, also in Africa, Nigeria, Kenya, in Europe, in Jamaica, in Pakistan. So we are here for you. We're believing with you for your needs all in all areas, and especially that you will receive and experience the glory of the Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ. So glorious, so beautiful. And here's something I haven't said recently. Every day we can almost come, his mercies are new every morning. We can come to him. We almost should come to him with an empty vessel ready for his presence and glory. A clean slate. A great man of God explained it. He's told God, he said, I want you to turn me upside down, shake everything out of me, turn me right side up, and then fill me up with what you want me to be filled with. Part of this is, you know, let's forget about all these distractions and the things that hold us back. Let's even forget about ourselves. Reinhard Bonnke said that God must deliver us from ourselves and our old ways so that we can say, Lord, do something completely new in my spirit person. Briefly, I want to tell you about a dream I had. Just touch on this. I don't want any focus on me. We are to lose our old nature, and just when we meet the glory of the Lord and the Lord Jesus, he cancels us. Our old nature is gone, and we are caught up in his glory. I had a dream, and the presence of God was essentially above me. But here's the best way I can describe that presence of Jesus. The most wonderful, beautiful presence that I've ever seen. And I knew that if I experienced it, every need that I ever could have ever would be fully met. And so that's what the presence of Jesus does for us. And so This is why Jesus, for example, said, "He who comes to me shall never hunger. He who believes in me shall never thirst." And that's in the Bread of Life passage. He said, spoke about the living water. He said, told the woman at the well, the living water that I... he said, if you knew who you were talking to, you would have asked and he would have given you living water so that you never thirst. And that living water will spring up into a fountain of everlasting life. That's a paraphrase, but that was Jesus was revealing there, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I want to touch on these various points, but it's the main thing. It's the presence of Jesus. In 10 seconds, I can give anyone in the world all that they need to know to do to find everything that they could ever dream of and do the work that God has them to do in 10 seconds. Starting now, go directly to God. Seek Him till you find Him. When you find Him, you'll find the presence of Jesus and cultivate that relationship with Him every day. But that's the whole thing. At the same time, we move into, when we find Him, we move into what Jesus called eternal life, life everlasting. We're partakers of the divine nature. We're now a temple of the Holy Spirit. We are now living epistles. That's what we were created to do. Really, we were created to experience the presence of Jesus and His glory personally. You know, us, one person with God, and at the same time, be in good relationship with other people. They are connected, those two things. But first and foremost, the presence of Jesus, and then everything naturally flows from that. Just furnish the vessel, as a great woman of God once said. So there are practical things. You know, we want to help you. We want to build hunger in those who will listen, but also give some even practical advice and things to do to experience His glory. And what I mentioned earlier, I think, is important. Let's forget all of those distractions. What's that famous verse? That famous scripture that Paul wrote. Let's, forgetting what is behind and going toward what is ahead, I press on to the high calling which is in Christ Jesus. Let's remember, such a key. God wants to make it easy for you to walk with Him. And it's through the Holy Spirit that He does that. He says, I will cause you to walk in my statutes and you will do them. And so there's two, you know, basically when someone meets the Holy Spirit and He is Jesus, He's God Almighty, they will begin to experience that. That Jesus' yoke is easy, His burden is light. We rejoice in the power of His might. It's a joy and a privilege, the greatest privilege. And as I've mentioned in previous messages, we naturally want to seek Him, serve Him, know Him, spend time with Him, worship Him, and on and on and on. All the things He wants us to do. That's the key. If somebody has not met the Holy Spirit, even if they try to do these things, they will be doing it on their own, and they will have to kind of push it and strain and so forth. That's just means they... What's the answer? Go directly to Him. Seek Him and find His presence and glory. Amen. What a glorious privilege that every day, again, we can furnish the vessel, and it's this glorious adventure. And it's exciting. A great woman of God said the Holy Spirit has a colorful personality. He's a gentleman. He's God Almighty. Every need met. So glorious. I'm thinking of an overview of some of wonderful things that Jesus offers that flow from knowing, from experiencing Him in His presence. He talks about giving rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. Joy, he said, these things I speak unto you that my joy may remain in you, that your joy may be full. He said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives do I give unto you. Okay, so rest, joy, peace. He talks about love. He talks about glory. He talks about all these, just, these are all the things that we, of course, as humans, want and need, all found in Him. As I mentioned earlier, He spoke clearly, He said, he who comes to me, never hunger, never thirst. He offers healing in all areas. We know that Jesus Christ heals. And, you know, to think that he offers healing physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, every which way. But don't seek those things. Go directly to Jesus. What a glorious gospel and opportunity that every person has. Also, we know that Jesus offers the fruit of the Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Those are whole other teachings that are so wonderful. The gifts, to think that, I've been speaking about how Jesus gives, you know, He gives eternal life. He gives Himself. He gives, you know, the Father gives the kingdom of God. Jesus said, do not fear, it is my Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He gives, it's just so much. We're planning a book called Jesus Gives. It's just, it's incredible. It is, He gives infinitely, eternally. And the gifts are an example. You know, that word, gifts, He gives these wonderful gifts of the Holy Spirit. There's nine of them in three groups. And they are, it's a whole wonderful topic, but it's how we can do ministry. It's to help us, but also to, again, flow out in unceasing love to other people. To, you know, that's a theme this week. That's God's personality, flowing out in unceasing love. To think that the gifts, some of them, like gifts of healing, miracles, you know, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, discerning of spirits, tongues, interpretation of tongues, prophecy, awesome. But again, it's found, it's knowing Him, and these things naturally flow. We don't have to work them or pump them up or try, you know. It's 100% the presence of Jesus, knowing Him. What a glorious, every person can do that. You don't have to go to a school. You don't have to have, God has leveled the playing field for every person on the earth. He has, this reveals His love. It reveals how He's justified Himself to man. It reveals how He's made it simple. Every person, no matter who they are, even on a particular day, has that privilege of that one and only most important thing, knowing the Lord Himself and having that personal private relationship, that nothing else can get someone that. It doesn't matter if someone is powerful or has, or not powerful, rich or poor, intelligent or not, nothing else matters. That's what's that's a very wonderful aspect of the gospel. I want to finish I'm going to try to summarize a point that I made in a recent message that's a mystery of the kingdom of heaven. And I'll try to summarize something that cannot be summarized because, again, these things are so wonderful. They're too wonderful for us to really comprehend. At the same time, the Holy Spirit can and does reveal them. The general truth relates to how awesome and glorious our great and awesome God is, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and how man, being God's image, it's fully up to a man or a woman to receive him or not. And I say all this with reverence. Our great and awesome God and His Son Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, He is offering Himself fully to every person on the earth. And it's a person's choice once and even every day to receive Him or not. If someone receives Him and says yes, they are now partaking of Him and doing what they were created to do. Now, they cannot receive everything about Him because they cannot handle it. He's too wonderful, too awesome, too glorious, He's an infinite, eternal revelation. If someone chooses not to receive Him, they're missing out, aren't they? They are missing out on Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, the Father God Almighty, the great and awesome God, the only true God, Jesus said. So glorious and beautiful, and all of His attributes so awesome. The fact that a person does not receive Him, that doesn't change God at all, right? He's still all these things. He is love. God is love. He is eternity. He is life. He is good, abounding in goodness. In fact, good all the time to those who are receiving that. And who He revealed Himself and said, merciful. He is merciful, gracious, giving, slow to anger, abounding in goodness, abounding in truth, forgiving iniquity, transgression, and sin. What this is revealing is it's a person's response determines what they receive. In other words, Jesus spoke about this often. And the summary is, and it's also in other parts of the Bible, every person on the earth, what they believe and do and say is what they will receive and get, even for eternity. This is an incredible mystery of the kingdom of God, all revolving around the glorious truth that man is God's image and that God loves every individual person, loves the world and every individual person so much that He's given Jesus Christ, that He gave Jesus Christ even to die for the world. And if He did that, if Jesus Christ did that, there is no limit to His love, and there will be, I do believe, there will be an infinite number of other examples of His love. Like Jesus said, greater love has no man than this, that He lay down His life for His friends. That's the greatest sign and revelation of love, right? That Jesus died for the world. Nothing greater than that. Well, if He did that, there's going to be an infinite number of other examples of His love. And right off the top, it's very clear that that's true because God has offered Himself to every person for an infinite number of moments. for eternity. Like, if somebody says no to that, well, that's foolish, right? I mean, that's just... And here's also something so wonderful. I'll try to wrap this up. Jesus Christ fully reveals the only true God. He is the Lord God Almighty. He is the image of the invisible God, the fullness of the Godhead in bodily form. He said, before Abraham was, I am. You know, he said, he who has seen me has seen the Father. And so, I think this is an important thing to mention. It's safe to say that most people in the world have totally different views of Jesus Christ and God. I mean, like, so different. And yet Jesus Christ is God. That everything about him reveals God. What prompted this was that phrase when Christians say, which is really true, it says, the Lord is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Or if we say God is love, God, that's just an example. God is love. God is life. He is eternity. Well, most of the world would object to those things. They would totally disagree. They would totally, even many people would even be hostile to these truths and would make fun of them. Now, even we as believers, let's judge ourselves. We miss this too, because someone would say, oh, well, you know, what about God's wrath? What about even in Jesus Christ's life, let's just look at this. He's the wonderful, merciful Savior, healed all, at many times he healed all of those who had diseases, infirmities, the blind, the deaf, who were bound, oppressed. He healed them. He's all these wonderful things. We could go on and on about all the wonderful things that Jesus Christ, the man, actually did through the power of the Holy Spirit. Remember, he did those through the Holy Spirit. We have the same Holy Spirit. Now, but at the same time, Jesus Christ, yes, he drove out the money changers from the temple. He was angry at them. He spoke very strongly against the scribes and Pharisees. That's the lawyers and Pharisees, the religious leaders, the lawyers, the people in, you know, these powerful positions, spoke very strongly against them, called them a brood of vipers. So let's look at these two sides. Well, for those who were, again, believing, doing, and saying certain things, the right things, Jesus healed them, had compassion on them, forgave them, received them. Amen. For those who were opposing, okay, through their actions, through their beliefs, actions, and words, they received what they did. That's the general truth I want to present, that, and the real greatest thing is, if we simply furnish the vessel, seek the Lord, come to him in that, doing what is common sense, humbling ourselves before him, coming to him, repent, have that broken and contrite spirit, if we seek him, well, then we can receive the presence of Jesus, the greatest thing in the universe. The presence of Jesus, the glory of the Lord, the treasure that Jesus spoke about. That's the greatest thing. In other words, this general truth applies to every person on the earth in many, many ways. Here's an example. Even, you know, the unsaved, if they are positive and say positive affirmations and they love people, well, they're going to get the benefits of that. They may not even know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, but they are putting into practice these truths. That's something I have not mentioned that, but that's, you know, if someone I think that's a very relevant example of this powerful mystery of the human being, but a mystery of the kingdom of heaven. That again, that's why these things, you know, when people question, many believers question if God wants to heal today. They make fun of that segment of the Christian church that are what you might call, you know, faith healers, and you know it's the Pentecostal charismatic part of the Christian church. Some people call them the prosperity gospel people. I don't follow that, but these are our most holy faith is what we were created to do, and everything about it is wonderful and glorious and contains mysteries of the kingdom of heaven that for all of eternity God will be revealing to us. I truly believe that. The greatest thing is His presence in glory. That's the greatest thing. That's the, on the 1 to 10 scale, He's infinity. I want to continue to emphasize that, and I hope that this is encouraging to you. I wanted to present this because it's just so glorious. And it is revealed in Scripture, in the Bible. But again, I think also God will reveal to us the simplicity and the wonder around our most holy faith. Simple. So simple. Jesus said, unless you be converted, He said, you must become like a child to enter the kingdom of God. Simple. Simple. Wonderful. Did you know that every child under the age of 5, if they die, they go directly to heaven? Every child. People who have been to heaven confirm that. And why do I say that? Because God is a God of love. But someone has to receive it and receive Him. If they don't, then they're under condemnation. That's, you know, Jesus spoke about this very topic, this truth, in the perhaps the most famous portion of Scripture. Summing it up, John 3:16-17, for God so loved the world, whoever believes in Jesus Christ has eternal life. He who does not believe is condemned already, because they haven't believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. They have stepped out of God's love and mercy and goodness. Doesn't change the fact that He still loves them. Jesus knocks on the door of their heart. The Holy Spirit is convicting them. God is fully available. In fact, His presence and glory surrounds them all the time, even their whole life. But they have chosen not to receive that. And so that's, again, a mystery of the kingdom of heaven, but that same principle applies to believers. We often don't. We choose to have our heart in other things. For example, many believers, their heart is in their career or money or a relationship with a person. Nothing wrong with those things. But that's the key. Jesus said, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Therein, right there, that's a mystery of the kingdom of heaven, a glorious eternal mystery. So I'm just wanted to touch on these things. I believe you're worthy to hear these mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, all made possible because our great and awesome God, this bountiful, giving, gracious God has given Jesus Christ to the world, and that Jesus revealed everything about Him reveals the only true God. I mean, everything. Like, it's just so glorious. Jesus' personality. Please do visit our website, jesus-loves.org. And basically our ministry has put together these websites, but it's one of the the purposes is just to reveal that Jesus, how wonderful Jesus is, and that he's where he provides fulfillment and everything a human being could ever want and need. Amen. Thanks for listening.